Hey, welcome everybody to this week's edition of Pearls and Swine. It's Travis here from Evangel with Pastor Nate and Pastor Levi, and we're hanging out, recording this week, and we had a really awesome Connect event last week where we all met down at Chutes and Ladders and just got a chance to hang out and visit with one another, and we really had this fantastic just sense of community that was there. And so we started to talk about this idea of community. Our culture today really is just kind of hungering and thirsting for this sense of community. You hear that all over the place, that people are looking for a sense of belonging and a community to be part of. And we, you know, that's part of the human nature. And we look at scripture and we see this idea of community all over the place. So that's going to be the topic that we're going to dive into a little bit today. Nate, how has community impacted you throughout your life or through your church experiences? You maybe were a kid or going through college?
I just think being in church, being involved in church has had such a significant impact on my life. Like when I miss a Sunday, it feels so weird, right? Like there's something missing or something to that degree where I haven't gotten together with fellow worshipers and just worship my Lord. And, you know, we all need people who can speak into our lives. And that's been one of the awesome things I think that's happened with the community that I've developed. And even just hearing different people's thoughts, different people's like way in which God has intervened in their lives and being built up and encouraged by that. In fact, I want to share one verse, and this is from 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul talks a lot about this idea that we're all members of a body, but there's one body. And one of the things he talks about is that if one of the members suffer, all suffer together. And if one of the members is honored, all rejoice together. And if you think about like our own bodies, whenever you get an injury, like the whole body reacts, right? Like we want to protect that member, that thing that's been injured. But when you are successful in something, like your finger doesn't rejoice, your whole body, you're excited about the success or the honor that you've received in that accomplishment. And so that's the way it should be with the church, right? When there's someone who's hurting, we want to wrap ourselves around that person, build them up, care for them. And when someone's honored, we want to rejoice in that and rejoice in the victory that ultimately is God's to them. So your thoughts, Levi?
Yeah, I think for me, I wouldn't have had described probably community the same way you did. But I remember growing up, and I did grow up as a little church rat. And one of the things that I remember about having a great youth group and a great sense of community is just the protection that was in that. And it wasn't moral, like they weren't patrolling for morality, but there was just people speaking into your life. There's people just kind of keeping you focused on who Jesus was and is. And that was really, I think, helpful when I was growing up. I was thinking about also, as we were talking about this, like how Jesus built really a team. And, you know, if we're honest about church, we're all a little bit weird and we're all a little bit different and we're all a little bit, have our idiosyncrasies. Yes, Nate, you have lots of them.
I'm thinking of Travis.
Oh, yeah, he has them too. But I think one of the things that's weird about the church is that Jesus calls us all into it together. And even if you look at his disciples, like the team that he put together, it's a weird bunch of dudes that he put together. You know, you have a zealot working with a tax collector, and zealots were kind of radicalized people who would kill government officials. And Jesus says, oh, okay, let's put Simon here and then Matthew, the tax collector, eating dinner and walking around together. Those must have been some really interesting conversations. But I think what he did in that is somehow he got past this surface level with them. And it wasn't just proximity. It had to be something else. And there was a sense of community that they shared this oneness with each other, this brotherhood with each other. Otherwise, I am not really sure how that thing works. And I think that's, you know, if you look at the book of Acts, same idea. Like Dr. Luke is writing and he uses two words for together. in there. And one word is this idea of proximity. The other word is a word that means like spiritual connection and like a good friend type of a thing. And I think one of the things that as a church that we have to strive for and as a faith community is that kind of portion. It's not just coming to church and worshiping, but it has to be more than that. It has to be this connection of like what you're talking about. Like we're hurt when somebody hurts, we celebrate when somebody celebrates, and we're in this to win it together. And so I think that's a part of community that we have to try to embrace. And how do we do that though within a church community?
Well, and I think that's the beauty of a faith community, right? Because we think back to Acts 2 where it says that everyone was filled with awe and many wonders and all that stuff, but they had that everything in common. And when you have that basis of faith in common, that can break down some of that weirdness with people. I think back to a really strong community I had of a bunch of dudes that we hung out together in college and played basketball and then had a Bible study afterwards. And we were an odd crew of guys. Like we had, you know, jock guys, we had nerd guys, like we had the gamut covered.
Which one were you?
I was in the middle.
Okay.
But like we had that same kindred spirit of everybody wanting to survive and pursue the Lord with all of our hearts. And it was really awesome to see this group of guys come together. We had a guy that was into music, a guy that was into like building things, and you know, we just had the gamut and the camaraderie that we developed just because, hey, we want to pursue with all of our hearts Jesus, and it doesn't matter what it looks like for us to be out in the community. Like whatever we were doing, we were all very different. You put us next to each other in a lineup, may or may not have happened, and you wouldn't say that any of those guys look the same. But just the deepness that we had with each other because of the faith part in Jesus, like that was so huge. And I think that's what makes faith communities different than any other type of like activity community or social kind of justice community. I don't, whatever that might look like. If you're into knitting, you know, you're going to stay at a certain level, like you're saying, but if you're into Jesus, then yep, you can have those similar enjoyment things, similar interests, but you can go deeper. I think that's the beauty of the faith community.
And you're also unified in like a mission, right? We have this goal that we want to try to achieve, and that's to help others know more about Jesus. And I think that brings us together as well as we're trying to do that. And then sharing maybe ideas on how we're following Jesus well. Yeah, the other thing I think, you know, it sounds kind of ridiculous to say, but you have to be there. You have to gather. You have to come to the events, come to the gatherings and that kind of thing. And I think just in that priority alone, choosing to, you know, I'm going to be there, I'm going to gather, I think that allows for community to come together in typically a very organic way, which is one of the things I love about Evangel. I feel like the community kind of happens organically.
More thoughts, Eli? Yeah, one of the things I was thinking about is the scriptures say that they will know that you are my disciples by your love like for one another, and this concept of loving one another. And there's like 100 verses or something like that that speak to the one another's. And I think those are actually the ingredients that actually produce deep community. And community not being just like in proximity, but also being like, you need to know the people within your community. You need to be connected. You're not going to know everybody. If you come to Evangel, you're not going to know everyone. If I'm honest, I probably don't know everybody's name. That is reality, but I do know some people, and the people I do know, I think I have a responsibility to practice those one another's, you know, to encourage them and to see them for who God has made them. And, that's one of the beautiful things about community. It's also like one of the things my ears, kind of perk up when somebody says, oh, I just meet God all alone. I don't need a church or don't need a family. God never designed it that way. He designed us to be connected to one another and to have this community, because actually we need it. We need refinement. We need people to encourage us. We need people to tell us, nope, that's not okay. We need people to say, man, I love you and care about you. And I care about you in such a way that I'm going to show this and love this thing out. And I think as we do that, as we practice those one another's, you move into what Acts is really actually talking about, and that deep sense of community, that spiritual connection, that friendship, that, man, I see you, I see who you are, I see how God has designed you and made you, and you're able to then, I think, communicate that.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And if you guys listening out there have any comments or questions, feel free to shoot us an email. You can always hit me up, since mine's been out there, at travis@evangelhotan.org. Or you can give us a text on the text number.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you a challenge. If you are going, hey, I'm disconnected from a community, come on out, and we'd love to welcome you here at Evangel. If you're listening from outside, if you're inside of the church, you know what? You need to figure out one of the one another's and just practice that. If we're going to cultivate community here, you guys are all of us have to be doing that. The whole body has to be doing that. And so, you know, send somebody an encouraging note. Say, I see you. I see what you're doing. Do something of that nature, and really start to love people how God actually probably sees them.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We'll catch you later on the next one.